I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Under current law, children over the age of 13 who transmit or possess child pornography could be charged with a misdemeanor, but thanks to a legal loophole, younger children could face a more serious felony charge. Now there's an effort to revise this law that governs sexting. Back in 2010, lawmakers passed a bill that gave a lighter penalty to teenagers who engage in sexting. The point, says attorney Leon Smith, was to avoid the long-term consequences of a felony charge.
What they did not want is a situation where a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, you know, are dating and sending pictures back and forth to each other, and then suddenly they break up, and then you have these children who, yes, they have photographs of another child, facing and having these serious felony consequences.
But Smith, who works for the Center for Children's Advocacy, says the otherwise well-intentioned law had a big problem. It didn't apply to people younger than 13. Smith and others believe legislators just didn't expect children younger than 13 to be sexting, hence the loophole.
So you have a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old that are dating and in their first boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and they're sending photographs back and forth. You don't want a situation where the 13-year-old is only subject to a misdemeanor. And then the 12-year-old, because of this sort of loophole in the law, you know, the law only provides for them to potentially be charged with a felony.
The measure to eliminate the loophole has the support of the State Division of Criminal Justice. It unanimously passed to the State House and is now before the State Senate. Smith says it's not about condoning sexting, but rather about not punishing children too harshly. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.